Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called The Myth of the Bad Kid, What Adults Often Miss. Let's dig into a truth I believe with every part of my educator heart. Some of the kids who look the hardest to love are the ones who need love the hardest. Before we get into the episode, though, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is fun science experiments that spark curiosity, create joy, and remind kids that learning is an adventure, not just an assignment. Love fun science experiments, y'all. Second thing that I'm thankful for, a supportive principal. See, leadership that listens and encourages doesn't just shape the culture, it lifts teachers and kids every day. Third thing that I'm thankful for, my wife's handy skills. Now, she replaced our son's electric window motor really by herself. Come on. Now that's like a superhero level problem solving skills right there. I was so impressed with, she just dug into the door and was able to get it swapped up and fixed. Very impressive. Now let's get into the main topic, y'all. The myth of the bad kid. What adults often miss. So let's just say this. There's no such thing as a bad kid. Kids don't wake up thinking, I hope I ruin somebody's day today. You know what kids do wake up caring? They wake up carrying grief, hunger, fear, stress, exhaustion. They wake up carrying dysregulation, pressure, loneliness, unmet needs, confusion, trauma. And many kids behave in ways adults don't like because they want, they not because they want to, but because they don't yet have the skills to express what's happening inside them. Behavior is communication, always, y'all. And so let's talk about what adults see versus what is actually happening. Adult who talks back, shuts down, throws a fit, walks out, refuses work, acts silly, seeks attention, avoids eye contact, may actually be experiencing many different things. That child could actually be experiencing things like anxiety, shame, panic, overstimulation, possibly hunger, y'all. Sometimes it could just be fear of failure or sensory overload. Or maybe there's an untreated learning disability. It could be some sort of major life stress or feeling unsafe. Maybe there's some emotional overwhelm, y'all. Adults often interpret the surface and they miss the whole story, y'all. So let's talk about the hidden load many students carry. Now, I know this as well as anyone, really. Some fifth graders carry more emotional weight than many adults. That weight may look like parents separating or loss of a parent or grandparent or witnessing violence, y'all. Or it could be housing insecurity or food insecurity. Maybe there's this chronic stress in the home or having to care for younger siblings, y'all. Some fifth graders, I'm thinking about my own fifth graders over the last 23 years, pressures to act older than they are or to navigate cultural identity questions or dealing with health struggles or bullying. Kids rarely say, I'm grieving or I'm overwhelmed. They say it through their behavior, though. And we also have to recognize that labels can wound. And they can stick, too. When adults call a student bad, disrespectful, dramatic, trouble, lazy, defiant, and when an adult calls a child any one of those labels, that student can begin to believe, hey, I don't belong, or school isn't for me, or adults assume the worst about me, or hey, why should I even try? See, labels, they limit futures. They connections, however, they can rebuild futures. Every kid deserves to be known by their name, not by their behavior. And so I want to talk about how connection is the intervention. We talk about, you know, academic interventions. When we do interventions to meet students' needs or academic needs, how we talk about how important that is. What could be another intervention that could help us set students up for success? And that is connection, y'all. Most kids don't need a punishment. They need a person. Connection looks like a teacher saying something like, hey, I'm glad you're here today. Or hey, you know what? Something feels off. What's going on? Or hey, you're not in trouble. I'm just trying to understand. Or hey, let's take a breather. Or I see the good in you even on hard days. Or you know what? Tomorrow's another chance. See, connection, it does not remove the accountability. We of course want to have accountability when working with kids and what we expect from them. But connection, when we approach students with connection, it doesn't remove accountability, but it restores it. Kids try harder for adults who truly see them. So let's talk about what it means to see the child behind the behavior. This truly is my philosophy. Seeing a child means choosing curiosity over judgment, remembering that my student's development matters, and trying to offer a reset instead of a lecture to students, looking for how can I protect students' dignity. I work extremely hard on keeping relationships the central focus in my classroom, even more so as a priority over anything academically that I can possibly teach to students. I focus on really hard on recognizing efforts even when results aren't perfect, because efforts matter. Kids aren't perfect. Kids are going to make mistakes in their learning, and that's okay, but we still need to celebrate and uplift students' effort. Also, having a belief in young people that hey, We believe that growth is possible in them, and we can honor their humanity also. A child feeling seen is often the first step towards them feeling safe. And a child feeling safe is the first step towards them learning. So let's talk about grace without lowering expectations. It's really my classroom model, how I approach things. See, kids need boundaries, consistency, routines, and accountability. And I have all those things set up in my classroom, and those are things that I set up everything I do on a daily basis and run my classroom through. However, kids also need compassion, second chances. They need repair, understanding, and adults who believe in them even when the behavior isn't pretty. See, great teachers, funky teachers can balance both between those boundaries and consistency and retreats and accountability, and then what kids also need are tied to their emotional needs. High expectations matter. High empathy matters. That's how kids thrive in a classroom. So as we do a reflective close here, I just want to say that before you correct the behavior, remember the child. Before you assign a consequence, ask a question. Before you label a student, learn their story. There are no quote unquote bad kids, just kids trying. Sometimes kids trying quietly, Sometimes kids trying loudly. But nonetheless, they're trying to tell us something they don't yet have the words for. Sometimes it's done in a loud way, sometimes in a quiet way, but we got to remember, kids don't always have the vocabulary like adults have the vocabulary and don't have the ability to put words to what they're feeling or experiences they're having. And when you have an adult who chooses to understand instead of assume, that shifts from reaction to relationship and replaces judgment with curiosity, that can change a kid's story. And very often, so does their life. It can change their life also. Well, I hope this gave you something to think about, y'all. If you found value in this episode, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast episodes. And I want hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in your young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.